Nick and Jake. A nostalgic look back at those halcyon days of the McCarthy era. A journey through literature and history, starring Alan Arkin, Tom Conti, and Ally McGraw. Previously on Nick and Jake, Davy gave Christine
a few rather startling tidbits that may have rolled off the pillow and that could be classified as hot international stuff.
Jake promised Fowler
not that sort of watered-down oompa music you Brits call jazz, but something damned honest and true.
Introducing in this episode,
Little Johnny Phillips, founder of the Mamas and the Papas. Musically ahead of his time, come Monday morning, he was still a kid.
Little Mary Richards, the Mary Tyler Moore Show. She could turn the world on with her smile, but would she make it after all? Claire Booth Luce, writer and diplomat. To Roy Cohn, she could be arsenic and old Luce.
Apartment C, 14 and a half McDougal Street, New York, April 5th, 1953. Dear Mr. Caraway, that sounds so formal, now that we've been writing each other back and forth like this and you're not married anymore. Oh, goodness, I don't know what I mean by that. I remember a lot of the people on the show used to call you Nick, and I always called you Mr. Caraway, and one of the Snickle kids, do you remember Little Mary Richards? She used to tease me about it. There's your folks!
Mommy, Daddy, you're home!
Hi, Mr. and Mrs. Knutson. Enjoy the show.
Hi, Ronnie. Were the kids good?
They were angels. And remember, next time you need a sitter...
Now's the time to say goodbye for Snickle Poo and me. But I'll be back to babysit. Just you wait and see.
Bye, Johnny.
Bye, Ronnie.
Bye, Mary.
Bye, Ronnie.
Bye, everyone.
Good stuff.
Thank you, Mr. Caraway.
It would be better if they used my songs.
Why do you always call him Mr. Caraway when everyone else calls him Nick?
I don't know. It just seems like the right thing to do.
Well, I never do it. When I grow up, I'm going to have a real career, and I'm not going to let anyone push me around, and I'm always going to call my boss by his first name.
I'm sure you will, Mary. And I know you're going to make it after all. Oh, dear. I hope I'm not sounding too much like a small-town girl from the Midwest. I'm trying to be a real New Yorker now. I wear black leotards and peasant blouses and eye makeup just like all the other kids who come out to Washington Square Park on Sunday to sing folk music. This week, a few people even recognized me. Some of them even took my picture. A couple of men in suits and snap-brim hats and dark glasses. I guess they were tourists. They didn't look like the Greenwich Village types. But you really are my best friend, you know. Whenever something important happens to me, or I find myself really thinking deeply about something, not that I'm saying my thoughts are so terribly deep or anything, I always wish you were here. New York can be a lonely town, and I sometimes think how good it would be to have a shoulder to cry on, and someone to say, "There, there, Ronnie, you're going to be all right." Oh, I know I'm being silly. I hope you won't think I'm just a silly girl and stop writing to me altogether. Your friend forever, Ronnie.
Hotel George Sank, 31 Avenue George Sank, Paris 8, France. Roy Cohen, Suite 7A, April 7th. Dear Uncle Robert, thanks for your note of encouragement. That's right, you lived in Paris for a few years in your reckless youth, didn't you? When you were writing your Pinko novels? Don't worry, your books are safe. Davy and I have been having a ball on this trip. You wouldn't believe the European press. They're really spazzing out over us, but they're dumb enough to joke around. It's like throwing a bone for a dumb dog, and you throw it over the fence, and the dog smashes into the fence, chasing it. Really funny. Davy wrote a poem I think you'll like. Here it is. Europe is a fucking whore. Parlez-vous français? Why we saved them in the war is more than I can say. The Frenchies kissed our GIS, voulez-vous Paris? Now they give us frogs and gas, the men are slow, the girls are fast. Well, I for one will take a pass. Who gives a fart? Not me. Is this a talented kid or what? I made him sign it and then I grabbed it and posted it at the concierge's desk. Davy went bananas. He chased me through the lobby of the George Sank, trying to swap me with a rolled-up magazine. I was yelling, "Commie swine!" and ducking for cover. It was a hoot. The snooty hotel manager tried to put a damper on us, but I dropped Senator McCarthy's name and he left us alone. What a dork. Speaking of people who seem to think a lot of themselves, your pal Barnes showed up at the press conference we had the day we got here. You're right. He's an arrogant son of a bitch.
What brings you to Paris, Mr. Cohn?
I can assure you that we're no more impressed with Paris than we are with any other commie-loving city in Europe or America. We stand for real American values, and we don't care who knows it.
But, Mr. Cohn, you are planning to restrict your laudable anti-communist activities to American embassies and USAA libraries, are you not?
Ah, Mrs. Luce. Congratulations on your appointment as ambassador to Italy. And why aren't you there?
Like you, Mr. Cohn. Just passing through this beautiful city with no plans to disrupt the French way of life.
Sure, sure. Me too. Just the USIA libraries. That's us.
This way, boy. Over here, please. Mr. Cohn, what kind of books are you trying to weed out of the USIA libraries?
What kind of books do you think, Mr. Barnes?
Well, if I were fighting communism, I don't think I'd give people any books at all.
What? Write down his name. The senator needs to know about this.
Whose name?
Barnes.
Who?
Barnes. Barnes. Huh? Fucking Jake Barnes!
This way, Roy. Over here, please.
I can see why you like Paris. There's something going on every minute here. Maurice is taking us to a nightclub tonight. A boat, they call them here. I'll keep you posted when I can grab a moment to write. We'll be here a few more days and then heading home to file a report for the senator. Left hand Francis. Roy.
Encrypted and decoded. From Claire Booth Luce to Alan Dulles. Alan, dear, Roy Cohn is an idiot. I'd suggest putting off our plan until he's safely back in the United States investigating Pinko College professors. But I know we can't change a timetable, so I'll stay in Paris for a few more days.
Nick and Jake was written and directed by Jonathan Richards and Tad Richards, with music by Dave Grusin. Featured in the cast were Alan Arkin as Jake Barnes, Tom Conti as Nick Carraway, Natasha Warner as Ronnie Gilchrist, Valerie Plame as Claire Booth Luce, Scott Thomas as Roy Cohn, Darren Dunbar as Davy Shine, Samantha Wilson as Little Mary Richards, Trevor Wilson as Little Johnny Phillips, and Claudia Jessup as Mrs. Knutson. Tune in next time to hear Nick say,
"Blood! There's blood all over the tablecloth."